I want to kick off this podcast a little bit different than normal, given the topic that we're diving into today, which is my journey with meditation. So to start off, I would love to take us through a 3-breath simple meditation that I used before I got into coaching calls, in between switching things that I'm working on in my life. Anytime I feel anxious, overwhelmed, I go back to this practice. So if you are able to close your eyes gently, if you're sitting somewhere and you're able to do so, please do that at this time. If you are driving your car, maybe at the gym or out and about and you can't, I still think that you are able to access this 3-breath meditation while doing whatever you're doing. So if you are sitting, close those eyes gently. And if you're moving and grooving, keep going on. But I want you to pause in your mind everything that has happened up into this moment right now. I want you to pause anything that's happening later today. Let go of any emotions that come up, anxious, overwhelmed, maybe even excitement, happiness. Just let it all go and feel the peace that comes up within you as soon as you start to just let these thoughts go. How peaceful does it be to just be right here, right now with me? So please join me. Let's take a deep breath in. And take a deep breath out. Take a deep breath in. And take a deep breath out. One more in. And one more out. Now, as you gently open up your eyes, how much differently do you feel? How much calmer do you feel within you right now? Because I'll tell you right now, I feel light year difference than I felt 30, 60 seconds ago before we started that practice. That simple 3-breath meditation has been a game changer for me, just as much as the world of meditation has been for me. And so that's what I want to dive into with all of you today. I would not be the person that I am right now recording this podcast if it wasn't for the practice of meditation. Making this become a consistent habit in my life has helped me control my life better by not allowing what comes up within my mind to be the controller. I purely am the observer of what comes up in my head, but I'm not defined or attached to anything that does come up. Those thoughts that can just come up through any moment of any day, whether it's positive, whether it is negative, pessimistic, that does not define who I am. These are just purely thoughts that are arising within me that I can't necessarily control, but I can control how I respond to them. I like to think of meditation similar to being the pilot of a commercial airline. And no, Bobby Hober Airlines is not in the works right now, but maybe someday. But the reason I say that is, think about when you're flying on an airplane. The role and responsibility of the pilots is to keep the plane flying at a cruising altitude of, let's just say, 30,000 feet. Now, when they're flying that plane, they recognize there are going to be some bumps. There's going to be some turbulence that make the plane go up. There's going to be some turbulence that make the plane go down. But no matter what happens, they bring that plane back to the 30,000 feet cruising altitude. That is in the way in which I try to treat my mind. There are going to be some good things that happen, but bring it back down to the 30,000 feet. There are going to be some bad things that happen that bring me down, bring it back to the cruising altitude of 30,000 feet. And that has allowed me to feel so much more peace and calmness within my day. My journey with meditation starts all the way back in the fall of 2015, right? Started listening to the podcast, The School of Greatness, hosted by Lewis Howes. And it was really just the beginning of the journey for me of going down this path of self-improvement, figuring out my passion, my purpose. And there was this common theme that I was seeing in all these incredible guests that Lewis was having on his show, entrepreneurs, creators, business people. I think there was even management. It was just so many passionate people, but I saw this common theme that they all meditated. So this piqued my interest to want to at least try it. Like, if all of these really inspiring, successful people are doing it. I should probably try this thing out, right? So I ended up downloading the app Headspace, started with just 5 minutes per day, and I just allowed myself to follow this interest of all these incredible people that I look up to are doing this. Maybe I should try and see what happens. I remember having resistance when I was first starting meditation, where I was asking myself, how is sitting still going to benefit me? It just doesn't make any sense. How is just sitting down with my feet crossed, how is that going to benefit me at all? And wow, did I not know what was coming? So I challenged myself from that moment to stay consistent and see what would happen. And ever since that moment, 8 years later, I still continue to practice meditation 5 days a week, sometimes more, sometimes less. I'm not perfect, but I try to make it part of my daily routine because it has been so, so important for me. My relationship with the practice has changed since I started. I have used different apps, tried Headspace, tried Waking Up, tried Calm app. Shout out to my boy, Matthew McConaughey. And I believe Jay Shetty's also associated with them. By no means am I any partner of any of these apps. This is just what I've tested and experimented. I've also tried different YouTube videos and playlists. I have meditated in different environments, my home office where I'm recording this, done it on couches, on pillows. I've sat outside. I found that I do love outdoors the most because it's so much easier for me to drop into the present moment because I'm hearing the birds and it's just a different level of meditation. But ultimately, I can access meditation at any moment and any time, anywhere in the world, no matter what I'm doing. And that is a skill that I've developed. I have also meditated in cold plunges, which has been really interesting. I've tested different lengths of how long I've meditated, right? Started out with just 5 minute meditations. Then I got to 10 to 15 to 20, tested 30, 45, all the way up to 60 minutes. I'm absolutely interested in taking a Vipassana silent meditation retreat. Look that up if you're unfamiliar, but it's essentially a 10 day straight meditation, which I am absolutely game to try. But the most I've ever done is 60 minutes. And on a daily average, I do about 20 minutes. I have recently been doing 20 minutes in the morning, 20 minutes in the evening, and that has been beautiful. But ultimately, I've tested, I've tried different things. Over those 8 years of me being introduced to the practice and testing it, I can honestly say that present day, as I'm recording this, I feel like I am barely scratching the surface of what the world of meditation can bring to me. And it's something that I continue to encourage and continue to spread and pass along to others because I've seen the benefits. But when I think back on it, I didn't see the results or benefits straight out the gate. It wasn't like day two, I feel like a monk, everything's good, I feel calm, I feel like I've accessed enlightenment. It has been a work in progress. I like to think of meditation very similar to lifting weights, as I'm sure many of you out there either are familiar with lifting weights or currently passionate about lifting weights, right? When you're lifting weights, you recognize that the results just don't come overnight. It's not going to happen, right? If you're working on that bicep curl, start out at 20 pounds, you feel real good. A few weeks later, you're up at 25. A few weeks later, you're at 30. You keep working your way up. It just takes time and consistency. It is the discipline act of consistently showing up that breeds results. We know that to be true with anything in life. And that is the same with meditation. You're not going to see these massive benefits out the gate. It just takes consistency and time. And truly, I think when I look back on these 8 years, even if I wasn't seeing massive changes within me in real time, I just trusted that it would transform me if I continued to follow through on it. Because I had seen other people that have spoken on it, had spoken on it, and how beneficial it was for them, that I just knew if it worked for them, it's going to work for me. So now, present day, right? I've had that journey of testing different platforms. I have listened to so many different podcasts. I've read some books about meditation. I, at this point, have meditated for hundreds. It's got to be thousands of hours at this time. And it has completely transformed my life for the better. I am better able to focus on the task at hand, right? Even while I'm recording this, my mind may drift to wanting to think about all the other things I need to do this afternoon. but I continue to focus on the breath in this very moment and being here. So it's ultimately helped me be more focused on the task at hand, which has helped my output. I am much better able to respond to situations rather than react to them. So reacting would be from a place of something happens in our life, anger, frustration, overwhelm comes up within us, and we immediately respond based on whatever that comes up in the response is. That's reacting. Responding is me feeling those emotions come up and recognizing, I'm feeling triggered. I'm feeling overwhelmed, but I don't have to attach myself to these thoughts, these emotions. I can allow myself to sit in them for a couple minutes, maybe an hour, maybe 2 hours, and let them come out of me, right? Think about those moments in your life when you're really overwhelmed, but then an hour later, you feel really good. How much different would our life look if we allowed ourselves to sit in emotions before making a decision or speaking up? So I am just much better at responding to situations rather than reacting. I'm able to keep a calm composure in stressful or overwhelming situations because of my practice of meditation. Even when I feel very stressed or overwhelmed and there's a lot of things happening on my calendar, I can feel those emotions come up and then I can take myself back to the breath, which keeps me really calm, which keeps me very focused, and it helps me just feel peaceful. I am much more conscious and mindful about what I allow into my mind. I have a mindful diet for my mind, right? I pay attention to how movies, social media, people, limiting beliefs, mindsets that come up within me, right? And I'm aware of it, and I will create boundaries around certain things if I feel that it's not good for me. I found recently that I'm not watching horror movies or things that I used to enjoy because I find that it actually has a deeper impact on my mind. I'm not afraid to unfollow people on social media that I had friendships with years ago that just don't serve me anymore. I don't want to see their posts. I don't want to see that negativity, so I eliminate it. That could also be in person. If I feel like there's someone that physically is just not beneficial for me in the sense of like making me feel good, making my mindset feel good, I will create space from them. I'm able to access a deeper sense of presence in my day-to-day moments. Being right here, right now, I just feel at peace and present to be here and not worrying about anything that's later today, tomorrow, or next week. I'm just right here, right now, and it feels great. I feel more gratitude in the small things daily. Don't really know how to articulate this, but I just feel a deeper sense of gratitude on a day-to-day basis. When I wake up in the morning, I walk both of our dogs, and I've recently committed to saying 10 things I'm grateful for on that walk before I start listening to my podcast on the walk, not my show. I don't just listen to my show, but I listen to podcasts on the walk. And I think it's through the practice of being present by meditating on that walk that I can access some of these moments of gratitude. I'm able to separate myself and my identity from the thoughts that arise in my mind. I kind of hinted at this in the beginning of the episode, but I ultimately do not allow myself to attach to these thoughts that come up within me. Yes, I slip. I have my moments, but I've done such a much better job of, ooh, what's coming up right now? Bobby is doubting himself. Ooh, what else is that? Bobby is not believing of his own potential. Oh, there's a limiting belief. I can see them, but I don't have to feel them. I don't have to attach myself to them. And that has been such a powerful skill set to learn. In return of all of these hours of meditation, of making it part of my daily life, I've unlocked a daily consistent state of calmness, feeling just peace throughout my day from moment to moment, enhanced self-awareness, just constantly in tune with how I'm feeling and what is throwing me off. So important. Reduce anxiety, because if I feel that, you know, things are very overwhelming, I can take myself back to the present moment, can take myself through a quick and easy 3-breath meditation. Increased emotional stability, just like I talked about earlier, I am the pilot of commercial airline Bobby Hobart, and I'm able to keep the plane flying at cruising altitude of 30,000 feet at all times. Of course, those big moments, those big wins, turbulence wants to kick me up. But even then, I try to remind myself, Bobby, Acknowledge, appreciate the win. Come back to the present moment. Up, Bobby, acknowledge and appreciate the failure or the setback because now you've learned. Now come back to the 30,000 feet. All of this, the calmness, the self-awareness, reduced anxiety, the increased emotional stability, as you can imagine, has helped me show up so much better in every aspect of my life, to my business, to my clients, to my relationships, to my family, to my friendships, to the relationship I have with myself, to my habits, to my routines. I'm just such a better version of me because of this. How meditation ties into us being the designer of our life. It's incredibly, incredibly important. I would say meditation is foundational. It's necessary. Inevitably, things are not going to go according to plan in your life. You may be hit with a huge challenge with your business where things don't go the way you thought they were going to go. The money doesn't show up. The deal doesn't go through. Your boss may micromanage you, which drives you up a wall, right? You're just feeling like you don't have the freedom to just get your work done. You have someone tapping on your shoulder to check in how you're doing, Bobby. You may have conflict with family, friends, or your relationship. It inevitably happens. We are all entitled to our emotions, our opinions, our perspectives, and we're not all the same. So inevitably, that is going to come up. Conflict will arise. Somebody may cut you off in traffic, and ooh, that's going to grind your gears, as it has for me in the past. It's going to happen. You can't control it. The barista may have screwed up in your order, and you're already rushing to work, so now you're even more frustrated because you didn't get the vanilla latte with extra whipped cream, and now you're really pissed off. These emotions that come up, the frustrations, the anger, the disappointment, those are inevitable. You are not human for feeling those things, but it's the way in which you respond to them that is going to completely change your life experience on a day-to-day basis. Let me paint the picture. Who would you rather be in these two scenarios? And please be honest. Person A, this person sits in the backseat of his or her emotions and they allow the world to take them anywhere and everywhere they want. You may know someone, you may even look yourself in the mirror and think, that's me, Bobby, that is me. Every day they wake up, they think to themselves, I wonder what curveball life is gonna throw me today. They feel anxious, they feel angry, annoyed every minute of every day. And that's just the way things are. And they don't believe things can ever change for themselves. That's person A. Let's look at person B. And as you can probably guess, it's the more ideal person to be because they're person B for person Bobby. This person sits in the driver's seat of his or her emotions. They understand that the world is full of uncontrollable situations, experiences, and interactions, and they are at peace with it because they recognize there are so many things that are outside of their control. They know that no matter what, they can control how they respond to what unfolds. Every day, they're excited to see where the world takes them, and they are unattached to what happens. They accept what is because it is. Whatever that reality is, they just accept it. Which of these two people do you want to be, right? So my challenge for you is this. Regardless if you've never meditated, you have had some experience, or you've been years in the game, I want you to commit to 30 days of meditation. And this is really important for those who have never done it before. I want you to fully trust me in just trying it for 30 days. You can download some of the apps that I mentioned earlier, Waking Up, Headspace, Calm. Check them out, see which one interests you. I'm currently using Waking Up and I've been loving it. You can check out YouTube videos, which are free, so there's no barrier to entry. Or if you feel confident enough, you can use your timer. Put your phone on a 5-minute timer, hit start, close your eyes, drop into your breath. Start with 5 minutes and add more time when you feel comfortable and ready and just see what happens. See what comes up in those first couple of days, the next few weeks, and ultimately check in with yourself and how you feel at the end of the 30 days. If you don't feel at least 1% better, then be my guest. If you think it's time to give it up, please do it. But if you feel better than that, why not keep it going? Why not make this a daily practice in your life and see how much it transformed you? It's transformed me incredibly, and I think it can do the same for you. It's helped me operate from a place of chaos to now a place of being extremely calm and intentional. And it's still a very much work in progress, but I can say I've come a long way, and I hope to encourage you all to do the same. Life Designer Club update. So now some updates on the bearded man, Bobby. If you've been following me on social, I've been updating you all along the way. This is a course and private community that I've been working tirelessly on, and I'm so excited. We are in the stretch. We're 70%, 80% through the course and the community build out, and I'm pumped. This is going to truly help entrepreneurs design their life to align with both their personal and professional priorities. Imagine waking up every day, having just clarity on what you're supposed to be doing and when. Imagine feeling energized every single day, motivated, calm, as we talked about today, intentional. No longer are you feeling like your time is being wasted. You feel lost. You feel confused. You feel unmotivated. We're eliminating everything because we're going to help you design your life. So inside, you're going to find 42 easily digestible videos for you to consume at your own pace. There's 130 mini exercises to help you create real change in real time while you're going through the course. And then separately with the community aspect, which I am so fired up on, I think this is going to be one of the most important pieces of the entire club, is there's a weekly live Q&A with me for 1 hour where I'm going to answer any and all questions when it comes to life design. There is also a private Life Designer Club community for all the other life designers within the community where you can connect with them. You can ask questions. You can find time to chat one-on-one. You can use this as accountability and a support system. Just, it's going to be incredible. So this tentative launch date, which I feel really comfortable and confident on, is going to be April 24th. It is a Wednesday. Mark your calendar. If this sounds of any interest, you can learn more by heading over to bobbyhobert.com. Look for Life Designer Club. I have a landing page with some more info about what to expect inside. I highly, highly suggest you sign up for the waitlist. Those that are on the waitlist will be receiving a special surprise. It will be a discount that no one in the public will receive. And I'm just encouraging you to get on that waitlist. So if that's of interest, head over to bobbyhobert.com. Look for Life Designer Club to learn more. As well as on my website, you can find my weekly newsletter, other digital courses that I offer, or if you're someone that is looking for one-on-one coaching, I do have about 3 spots available for anyone to join at any moment. So please look into that. The best way to support this episode, this show, screenshot this episode on whatever platform you're listening in on, post it to your IG story, tag me at Bobby, that's B-O, 3 B's, 4 A's and a Y. Share the podcast in your IG story. Let me know what was the biggest takeaway. How did this episode change your perspective? Maybe there's someone in your community, in your network that is extremely interested in wanting to learn more about meditation, but just doesn't know where to go to look. You reposting this episode may be the thing that inspires them to listen, and they will credit you if it does change their perspective. So please share it out. If you are a Spotify listener, we're at a 4.9 rating across 138 reviews. Please take a moment to do so and leave a review. It takes you all of 3 seconds. It takes me a lot of time to make these episodes on a weekly basis. If you are an iTunes listener, we're at a 4.8 rating across 95 reviews. That is it for today. Thank you so much for always tuning in. Please take that 3 deep breath meditation and apply it at any moment in time when you need it the most. And I will see you guys and gals back here soon enough. It's the Bearded Man Podcast.